Yeah. Yeah, you suck that. Suck that, Ghana. We got a special patriotic Papa's Basement for you today.
Oh, did we actually win?
No, we're in the middle of it.
Started.
Yeah, Will. Oh, Will, this one is not going to be too good. I'm literally watching the game over your head. And will be for the duration of this episode.
Damn, how long have we had that TV in here?
A while now. You never take note.
Well,
but
it's behind me.
Yeah. Well, hell, let me welcome you all to another edition of Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papagiorgio. Got Will Papagiorgio and Rachel Oring with me.
Yo.
Wow.
I also got Rick Derringer, armed with Real American over here. I feel like Hulk effing Hogan coming out to this.
Wait, Rick Derringer's the one who did Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo, right?
This could be the same guy. I want to say YouTube said it was Rick Derringer. I could be way off on this. I just know it's the video with Hulk holding a guitar and playing it in front of the American flag.
Can't get more American than that.
I could literally watch an eagle drop from the sky and plunge into Osama bin Laden's eye socket. It would not be more patriotic than that song. So, yeah. We got the match right now. I fully admit I have bought into the whole damn thing, kit and caboodle. I'm watching World Cup. I'm enjoying Team America. America, F yeah.
Who has the one? I can't see. Damn LCD screen.
It's just purple and green and blue. We're already down. Yeah. It's a much blacker team in terms of
skin color.
Yeah, in terms of quantifying their power, they're just much darker than us. They will beat us with their blackness. That's
victory is directly proportional to the darkness of the skin.
Yeah.
Wait, so are our soccer players mostly black or what?
It's like a 50-50.
So. No, yeah.
Yeah.
This isn't basketball, John. Come on.
Is David Beckham part of our team?
No, I don't think he's part of any team. He's old. They have put him out to pasture.
Really?
Yeah.
You're old in soccer past like 34.
Well, he ended up with the Achilles heel recently, though, right?
I don't know. He signed with LA for some astronomical amount of cash and has done nothing.
Yeah.
He's
played like 6 games total in like 4 years.
Yeah, he's been just farmed out to other teams because you can loan dudes out in soccer.
I was going to say, I think they sent his ass back to Europe.
Yeah,
like
it's
Spain
like
and England
putting a damn horse out to stud. It's a joke, man. God, the damn the lives they have. Let's get it out there. The website's inpapasbasement.com. Tweet us at papasbasement. Follow us, friend us, like us, whatever the hell it is this week on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/papasbasement. And I believe that's what we got to get out of the way. Now we can get back to, goddamn, me watching this game.
So you figured out the URL?
Rachel actually figured out the URL. Thank you, Rachel.
You're welcome.
She did that grunt work.
And we have to badger him for like a month to get him to do stuff. It's really cool.
Well, it is a pain in the ass. F Facebook. In the face.
No, yeah.
To quote funny people.
Oh, man.
Very original.
Oh, God. I was worried about this game the instant they panned across the two teams, and one is like black as night with a white coach. It seriously looked like plantation time.
Oh, okay.
Selvakti.
Yeah. Take your pick. A chain gang, a plantation, something.
I know this sounds really dumb, but like when they were singing the American national anthem, it was so like beautiful and flowing. Yeah,
that anthem,
the new one.
And then when they switched to
the United States of Hogan,
like, yeah, when they switched to Ghana's national anthem, it was like a clarinet and two violins.
Oh, it was like, literally like if you watch the credits to Borat and they have the fake Kazakhstan national anthem, that's exactly what it sounded like.
That's what I was going to say. Like,
better than the Ghana anthem.
Yeah. How is this possible? Ghana's not even a real country.
Because none of our athletes go into soccer. They go into football and basketball.
Yeah, but someone here has to care about soccer. I mean,
not someone black.
Only, that's problem number one.
But that's so weird because kids here are like growing up with soccer. You know what I'm saying? It's like when you're a kid, you get taken to soccer, karate, what else?
Sort of ends,
swim
like,
lessons.
Dies in high school.
It dies with T-ball. Like, you stop getting a sips and an orange slice at the end of crap, and soccer dies.
I don't know. I just find that hard to believe. I mean, I guess, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
It's like,
it's weird.
Because we have no interest here, so everyone's going to go into something else.
You go into something lucrative.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
I mean, really, if you think like Kobe and LeBron were our soccer players, you think this would be going on, man?
That's true.
We'd be beating people like 8-1.
But I think they get paid decently. It's just they
I don't think
celebrities.
It's so good over
no,
here.
They get paid like not a lot of money.
Yeah, I think radio guys laugh at soccer pay.
Well, I mean, I'm sure Beckham did, but again,
Rick Dees is cackling
as he
Even
eats out of his dumpster. Wait, Rick Derringer. I was going to say Rick Dees is someone else.
Rick Dees is just some horrible DJ.
Rick Dees did Disco Duck.
Yes.
With Donald Duck.
Didn't he do the weekly top 40? Didn't he take over for Casey Kasem?
I don't know. I thought he was a musician.
No, that's that gay from American Idol's doing it now.
Then how's he part
of...
Yeah,
Ryan Seacrest. Yeah. All I remember as a kid on Sunday mornings, it was like, Rick Dees and the weekly top 40.
God, what did you listen to? Every Sunday morning, I was watching Doug.
I didn't start listening to the radio until I started driving.
Pretty much, me too.
Like, even when I was a kid, people were like, oh, I heard such and such on DC 101. I'm like, what the hell? The hell is that?
It's like, buy a tape, you broke mother ass.
Really? Like, you actually listen to a FM radio in your house?
buy a
trailer?
Buy a cassette?
No, I was in a car, but, you know, I don't like talking to my father, so I just listen to the radio instead.
Oh. You got a little deep there for a moment.
Yeah.
Do you still not like talking to your father?
Huh?
Do you still not like talking to your father?
No, I mean, I was a teenager. I had nothing to talk to my father about.
Are your parents divorced?
Yes.
Do you hate men?
No. I mean, they got divorced like 2 years ago, so.
Oh.
Yeah, he was around when I was a kid. It's not like he like picked me up on Sunday mornings and like, you know, we sat in stony silence as he like drove me to the mall for 2 hours and like dropped off like this.
Hey, sunshine, let's hoof it over to IHOP.
Things got a little heavy all of a sudden.
It's like one thing.
All right. Back to Rick Dees.
How's that dog I bought you? What's his name again?
No.
And then silence, and then...
Okay. Definitely need to bring that back. In a big way.
No.
Oh, man. All right, hopefully my voice doesn't sound too jacked up today. Like, earlier in the week, while half asleep after one of my slave shifts that ran until probably 2 in the morning, I was brushing my teeth really, really quickly. Because I figure if I just brush really quickly, I don't have to do 2 minutes.
Makes sense to me.
Yeah, like I figure they say it's 2 minutes, but that's really got to be measured in the amount of strokes, right? I mean, if you do one stroke in 2 minutes, what the hell is that accomplishing?
Just like J&O.
Yeah, exactly. Or sex. You cram a lot of loving into 15 seconds. So I was really scrubbing back and forth, and I ripped, let's call it your lip hymen. Whatever that flap of skin.
Oh, God.
Yeah, the soft...
The top or the bottom?
The top lip hymen.
Oh,
you mean like in the middle?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus, I've never done that. I've like...
Yeah, me neither. How do you manage that?
I've irritated my gums. I thought that's what you meant, where it's like your gum is kind of cut.
Oh, no, this thing's popped like a cherry on prom night.
Oh. So can you lift your upper lip up like Mr. Ed or something else?
Oh, yeah. What happens is...
Pull it over your skull.
It re-heals every night. And then, like, I'll laugh or move my lips or something, and it re-rips. Yeah, and I got blood in my mouth again.
Oh, Jesus.
It was horrible. So I got to talk like an effing ventriloquist through this whole show.
I didn't notice the difference. That's nasty, man.
Yeah,
Jesus.
Yeah, I'm playing through the pain.
Why even brush in that area?
Seriously, I'm so out of it. I'm just brushing my big Mr. Ed front teeth, and then, like, wham, right into it. And I'm just like, oh, that hurts. And then you spit out the toothpaste, and there's blood mixed in it.
Do you use soft toothbrushes?
Yeah, but the plastic that holds the bristles itself is hard.
Not very soft.
Like I'm saying, I just ran the entire toothbrush through it.
Oh, Jesus, God.
Yeah.
Seriously, talking about this is making my stomach hurt.
I know, it's like a paper cut or something. That's nasty.
It's horrible.
God damn.
I've never done that. That's
me neither.
Really I've done it so many times that it's like permanently half torn now, but I ripped out what was left.
Oh.
Like, now it's just, I could fit my lip over my, God, I could probably bring it up to the eyeballs at this point.
I remember when I was in middle school, I had a friend who had, like, a really, like, low one, and it was keeping her teeth from growing together, and, like, one day she showed us, and I'm pretty sure I vomited. It was a horrible sight.
God.
It was, like, really, like, it was, like, coming down into her teeth, and I was like, how do you
Who
talk?
Would ever, yeah, oh.
Disgusting.
For the sake of her social life, I hope she got that taken care of before high school.
She did. Yeah, she had to get braces. Like, it was, That was weird, but it wouldn't. It was keeping her.
What a horrible life. So she goes from one extreme to keeping a guy's junk out of her mouth to another. Like, no one wants to get their DS'd by someone with braces.
Yeah.
Was that even happening at the time that braces were usually at in middle school?
Yeah, I mean, especially now.
She wanted to get good grades, it was.
But
yeah.
No, I mean, I've...
I at least waited until I got my braces off before I gave blowjobs for AIDS.
When did you have braces, age 8?
Actually, yeah, age 8. It was 2 years ago.
Hey, great. Sunshine, I see your braces are off.
Oh.
I got them when I was in 7th grade, I had them.
Give your old dad a hug.
8th and 9th grade.
I think I've been with chicks with adult braces. I don't know if I know
what?
The difference.
That's depressing.
Really?
Yeah.
Who had adult braces?
That's horrible.
The person we were talking about earlier.
Who were we talking... oh, God.
Birthday party.
Birthday... Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
I don't know if it was at that time, though. I can't remember.
So wait,
I rubbed my tongue across my damn torn cherry.
Oh.
Oh.
Please stop
it hurts. Oh, it hurts. God damn. It's still 0-1 USA down. I'm barely watching it, but I'm watching enough.
Maybe you should focus on the task at hand a little more.
Oh, why? We're doing a great job right now.
Can you explain soccer to me? Because like I said, I was watching it where I was getting my oil changed at the car dealership.
You were literally, this isn't a metaphor. You weren't getting fingered, but now it's an oil check.
Oil check, yes. Way to pay attention, man. No.
Oil change.
And the funny thing is,
I don't
like,
even want to know what that's a metaphor for.
Yeah, I was about to say that.
My dealership is in Arlington, and you can guess what ethnicity most of the mechanics are. And it's like, not only did they have the World Cup on, but they had the Telemundo feed.
Oh, the Telemundo feed.
Just to, like, rub salt in the wound.
I was watching the Telemundo feed earlier.
I mean, don't other networks carry it?
No, it's literally here. It's ESPN, Telemundo, and ABC.
And Univision.
No, I'm watching it on Univision.
Yeah, I was going to say the other.
Canal, Cinco Cente.
The Pepsi to Telemundo's Coke.
Oh, my God.
Univision.
Oh, my God. My love.
Oh,
so, what the hell? How long is the game? It's like 2 45-minute halves? Is that it?
Yeah, 2 45-minute halves, 15 minutes break in the background, or in between, rather. And at the end of each half, the refs kind of assess how much time was stopped for guys flopping and.
Okay, I was gonna say, because
like
then I saw like a plus one.
Plus one.
I was like, what the hell?
Plus one stoppage time.
Like, you're just adding minutes now because you need someone to score?
Yeah, it's very, you know, laissez-faire compared to American sports, where it's like we freeze every 5 goddamn seconds and fire up the instant replay. To see if something hit the line.
Like, because we were talking about with the basketball, like, let these mother effers play, man. Like, don't. Yeah. Even soccer, I mean, there's a lot of, like, flags and calls and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, no, soccer, dude, you can really influence this crap. Like I said, you get a red card, you're just down a man the rest of the effing game.
Yeah, but, I mean, like, at least, like, I know nothing, but, like, when you throw it in from out of bounds, that sort of thing, I mean, the field is so effing huge. It looks like it's, like, a mile long or something.
Oh, they're gigantic.
I know,
I mean, that's why no one scores. So, yeah, if you get a penalty, it's not like basketball. I don't know how long a basketball court is, but I mean...
It's got to be so... there's got to be 2 basketball courts to every soccer field. That's how it looks like to my eyes,
like,
at least.
Oh, they're huge.
If you get, you know, like we said, free throws in basketball, those are like almost guaranteed points. I mean, depending on
depends,
who.
Unless it's Shaq.
Yeah, but, you know, it's just here, at least...
The white guys are always good at the free throws. That's like the one thing we excel at in that game.
I don't know, the only one... Because there's only, like, one white guy in the finals is that giant dude, like, Paul Gasol. All these, like, Eastern Bloc, like, 7-foot motherfuckers.
Oh, big uncut schlongs flopping around
here.
Is
that a groan of desire
like
or disgust?
She's like, I want to bite that foreskin off with my teeth.
like, clomping down on a cigar. Like Schwarzenegger and Predator.
Just spits it out across the room. All right, let's party now.
Oh, Jesus.
Wait, by she, are you referring to me?
Mm-hmm. You are the she.
It's true, because I do, like, giant Czechoslovakian.
Uncut.
Giant dongs.
Where you can just slide your hand under the foreskin.
Oh, God.
Dig around. See if you pull out anything good.
Space dock with your wrist.
Oh, oh, man.
But yeah, like back to the World Cup.
Yeah.
I don't know. No. The only funny thing I noticed is like, you know how they always are supposed to get excited, like, it's goal.
Yeah.
Like when they do that, you know, anytime there's like a kick toward the goal. So it's funny when like the goalie ends up blocking it and they kind of like retract it. Like, it's goal.
It's a contest with them. They go like a full 15, 20 seconds.
Yeah, I know. So that's why like they want to get hyped up. So if they think it's going in, like they start letting loose before they even know.
I would say we should all have a goal screaming contest on air if it wouldn't make for the most goddamn annoying radio you've ever heard in your life.
See how distorted we can get it.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Jesus Christ. If anyone did that, they should be just shot point blank.
Happen. I mean, Drive Time Morning Radio, they're scraping the bottom of the barrel there, so.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I definitely browsed the works of Tennyson earlier today for inspiration for this show. We're nothing but top notch.
I know they like play the really good ones, like you said, where they just go completely A-pass.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, there's one guy apparently went for like, you said 30 seconds or 15 seconds.
Oh, I mean, some guys just go for, yeah, it's a pissing contest with
until
them.
They pass out and, like, drop their head on the mixing board and then get a laceration.
Revived by one of the countless big-titted women on the channel.
I haven't seen any of them. Like, they weren't showing any on Telemundo, which is odd.
Really?
It's just like,
was it Sabado Gigante?
You figure in Telemundo, they're just like CGI hot women over the players.
Well, I figure they'd like ignore the game, and it's like some big-titted chick in the stand.
just 90 minutes of bird watching. As it
exactly. Like, she goes to the bathroom, they try to like get the camera in the toilet.
Aquí, pechos grande.
Que taco.
Muy bueno.
Muévete, puta.
Oh, I like how I know 8 words in that language and 6 of them are bad.
The carne grande talking about her lips. Oh, Lord.
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
All right. Oh, man. I actually wanted to riff a little more for some real compelling radio. Well, I do this to my mouth all the time. I realized I'm a complete retard when it comes to injuring my mouth. I was telling Rachel a story earlier. Do you remember Ren and Stimpy? They would joke all the time about shaving their tongues.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, I was telling her I actually did that one time and just ended up...
With a razor or toothbrush?
No, with a razor. And I ended up just gashing my tongue right down the middle.
Yeah, you think?
Idiot.
I thought I could get, like, the tongue scum off, you know, like a fine shave. And no, I just chopped it.
No, because, like, what's going to happen is you're going to trick, because it's so sensitive, you know, it's not used to that. Like, you're going to trigger the nerve, and it's just going to have, like, some spastic reaction and go into the blade.
Like giving a girl anal.
Which is probably what happened.
No, what cemented it for me, not to get too obscure, but there was a series of pictures for Master of Puppets. Like, of the boys in Metallica partying, and they're spraying, like, silver spray paint over everything, and there's, like, dirty Chinese food everywhere and empty booze bottles. And one of the pictures is, like, Lars with silver spray paint over some shades, and he's just shaving his tongue with a Bic. And at this age, I idolized Lars Ulrich. Like, I was a drummer. I didn't know any better. I knew, like, three...
The man can't even play drums.
I knew, like, 3 drummers. There's, like, Tommy Lee from Motley Crue. And
he's better than Lars.
That was so 5th grade. So in 6th grade, I'm into Lars, and he's shaving his tongue. So, yeah,
Lars
I did that.
Lars is, like, the Ringo Starr of the 90s. This man can't... He's a drummer who can't play drums. He's like David Blaine, magician that can't do magic.
David Blaine can eat my ass. David Blaine does crap that hobos do like day in, day out.
Yeah, for like, free.
I'm not going to eat, and I'm going to suspend myself way high up.
So
it's like a hobo that fell asleep at a construction site. There's nothing special here.
Oh, God.
And David Blaine gets the best puzzy.
Well, it's because I think he only got famous from like plowing Fiona Apple when she was famous.
He's got to be like some kind of hypnotic rapist, though. It's got to be like, you're getting sleepy. I have a 9-inch cut, you know?
Or,
I don't have a huge money lending nose.
Oh, God.
What the hell happened to Chris Angel?
Shut up.
That dude, like, dropped off.
He made his career disappear. Hi-ho!
His final trick.
What was that, Rachel?
Didn't he, like, bone Cameron Diaz for a month or something?
I want to say he's balls deep in Holly the
Playmate. Holly Madison.
Yeah,
like,
they...
Everyone.
Definitely.
Who grows on me more and more.
I mean, she's the hottest of the three.
Yeah, she definitely hasn't been basketed, so...
Oh, Kendra's just a fat, sloppy pig. Disgusting.
Kendra looked okay at her tape back when she was 18. Like any other blonde, she ages like a damn dog.
No, I mean, she needs the fake ones. Like, because she didn't have the implants in the tape.
Yeah, but her original, like, her factory standards were not bad.
Impossible.
So, I mean, they weren't that bad.
Haven't you ever heard the story of Paul Bunyan? Machine beats man every time.
Wasn't that John Henry?
Yeah, Paul Bunyan, yeah. Paul Bunyan was the guy with the giant...
John Henry won. He just died afterward.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, it wasn't
Paul
Bunyan?
Then they
Bunyan?
Made a second machine.
Oh, John Henry.
That's the real story of John Henry. He won but died. So then they're like, cool, now that he's dead, let's use this machine that almost beat his black ass anyhow.
What, are you serious? I thought the machine won.
No, he beats the machine. And then he dies.
Yeah, that was the moral of the story.
And his great-grandsons went on to play for Ghana.
All right, so if you try to have nicer tees than fake ones, you die? I can live with that.
What?
I don't know.
It's a price you were willing to pay.
I'm all mixed up. I don't know folklore as well as I thought I did.
Come on, what's your problem? Did you not go to elementary school?
I am. You are not. That's why
I guess not.
That's why I get to play that. And you can't.
At least John Henry was black in the story. I was going to say, like, that sounds like a black name, but I thought he was white.
No, he was a slave. Or was he on, like, a chain gang or something? He was on a chain gang.
You're making that part up.
Wait a minute.
Was he also on probation for rape? They have an ankle monitor in the store?
Yeah, yeah. Come on, Rachel.
Did he lose the race against the machine because he had to check in with his PO?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. The moral of the story.
I don't want to go back to Rikers.
Mammals don't fail me now. All right, Junior Stern, we don't need your brand of humor.
If I cross the state line, my foot's going to blow off. I have an ankle nub like diabetes.
I am the running man.
Jesus, his head blown off. Oh, Lord.
Oh, man.
I shouldn't have laughed that hard. Now it's all hot in here.
I know.
Because there's no damn AC on. It's like, it's not that bad today, but S.
Oh, man.
God, kill him to throw on an effing fan or something.
They can't afford it here. Especially me. I'm standing up.
I'm looking around. Are there even air ducts in this room? I don't think so.
They're decals they put on the ceiling. Just like the sprinklers. It's not hooked up to a damn thing.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my God. I'm so sweaty now you mention it.
I know. I noticed it laughing. I was like, God damn, I'm getting hot.
How
Jesus.
Comfortable are you at home, Rachel, in your air condition?
I'm super comfortable. I have my AC on and a fan going. It's great.
How hot is it down there?
It's been averaging in the high 90s for the last
week. Meant your vagina.
Oh.
Ooh.
Oh.
Which has been also averaging in the high 90s.
Well, otherwise it'd be abnormal.
Yeah. Glad you don't have a dead vampire giner.
It's actually 20 degrees colder than the rest of the
time. I was going to say, it's 72 degrees like the zombies in
Pull the icicle up.
Night of the Living Dead or whatever the hell. Yeah. Return of the Living Dead.
Exactly. No, it's nice and cool in here.
Good.
My nipples are pretty hard, so.
Jesus.
Nice. Way to sell the show. Rub one against the phone.
Squirt milk out of them like a cow. All you need to do is hear a baby crying, right?
Instantly starts trickling.
Even if it's not yours.
Oh, man.
That is a true fact about ladies. Anytime they see a baby, they automatically start lactating.
Oh, Lord. That'd be disgusting if that was actually true.
Or hilarious. That'd be a great bit for the show, just running out the bitches in black shirts.
Like Kevin on The Office.
Boosh.
Yeah.
Mommy.
Just talking to Pam's tees, trying to get her to milk.
That was great. It was like surprisingly dirty for NBC, but pretty funny.
Oh, man. All right. To keep the sexy going, to keep, this level of hotness. Remember last week we were talking about how I was imprisoned at XM and I couldn't take a dump in peace? I am not a freak for that.
I don't remember that because I wasn't on the show last week, you a-hole.
So that's why it was
Whose fault is that?
It was Rachel's.
It was his fault.
No, it was Rachel's.
No, if you're a woman, it's your fault.
Yeah.
Just accept it and move forward and...
She sent a text that was just a picture of her a-hole saying, this is what I think of your show.
Yeah.
She has to digit up her brown eye.
My a-hole is way better than this show.
Is your a-hole also 98 degrees?
Is it 98 points? Wait, no, 98 degrees is the Nickel Shea band.
No, my a-hole does actually consist of four muscled men singing pop songs from the 90s. It is 98 degrees.
You actually knew who they were?
Oh, yeah, I was way into 98 Degrees.
Jesus Christ. Wasn't that, D-list boy band?
Oh, they were horrible.
They were like what Warrant was to hair metal. It was just like, can we squeeze one more in before this trend dies?
Guys, please. Cinderella and Striper.
Jesus, hair metal got so effing bad, man.
It was so GD. Like, you really listened to
stuff that is still around now is bad, and that's the best of the best.
Those were like the eight good songs that came out of that decade.
Jesus Christ, when you hear like the second and third tier stuff, oh my God.
Oh, listen to the 98 Rock Hairball or anything. It is the most bare bones, lazy production.
It's awful. I mean, it's like the stuff you see in the decline of Western civilization.
Yeah. No, the guitar work sounds like Eddie Van Halen had sex with Down syndrome and their babies on the axe.
I mean, goddamn, it was awful. Jesus.
Yeah.
I don't.
But getting back to the defecating.
I'm pretty sure that music is from before I was born. But yeah.
What year were you born?
2007.
I'm actually a fetus. No, 1987.
No, it's not that.
That is still creepy. I remember not Pyromania. What was it? not Adrenalize. Why can I not remember the good Def Leppard?
Pyromania?
No.
Oh, it sounds Hysteria. Just like it. Hysteria. It was like Pyromania, Hysteria, Adrenalize.
They were all horrible, and they all had the same graphics on the front of each
album. Yeah, it's like some blue lightning explosion.
I mean, I very much remember 87 actively. Like, I remember the Challenger blowing up.
I don't remember that. I mean, I remember when Reagan was president. I remember, the 88 elections. But...
Really?
Yeah. Is that for the Gipper?
Yeah. The old Gipper.
I want to just dig him up in SSD.
But, God, we're...
Back
Rachel...
to fecal matter.
Yeah, stop talking about your... butthole and putting fingers in it, Rachel. You're completely derailing the show.
Why? That'd be a good segue to feces.
Speaking of defecating.
Speaking of ani.
Yeah, I was working over at one of my countless low-paying radio jobs during the week.
Is that the joke? Is that the likeliness to a butthole?
Yeah, no.
Feces.
Bada bang. No, and Will, you know the guy's name. Danny...
Rouye?
Danny Rouye. Danny, no one's listening to this, so we're safe. But I was working on the 7 to 11 show on WJFK. What was it?
Overtime with Bill Rowland.
And Danny Rouye.
Duff Man.
So Danny, at the beginning of the show, after the first break, an intern walks in. And she's like, hey, guys, I'm going to go on a food run. You
stick your finger in my seat.
Yeah.
I just made that last part up.
So, Bill's cool. You know, Bill prepared, I guess. And Danny is like...
How old is he, by the way?
Bill, I would peg at, 42. Yeah. Maybe 38. In there.
Because I guess a lot of these guys have just been, doing sports.
They're younger than you.
Yeah. Like, sports radio their whole lives. Well, not Danny, but...
They've been some kind of sports broadcaster. And then they're finally given a show. They probably called games for a while and worked their way up.
The Sky Curse teams of the world.
Yes. Goddamn Sky. Okay, so Danny's real proud of himself, and he goes, no, I ate Five Guys before the show. For once, I am sated.
Is there a Five Guys in Fairfax near JFK, or is he coming out from, like, the boonies or something?
Probably the boonies. I don't think there's anything too close. And Rachel, dude, you realize that Five Guys was local, right?
I mean, I didn't know that.
To us or North Carolina?
No, to us. Like, the original Five Guys shops.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, I thought it was because there's five. I didn't even know it was national.
Yeah, I was talking about it to this one on the phone, and she
actually knew?
Yeah. How many do you have down there?
Around here, there's a franchise at the mall in the food court.
That's weird because here it's like only the original ones, and it's like nothing our immediate area.
We have some new ones, man.
Are a lot. I know of in different parts of North Carolina where I live. There's like at least five that I know.
You guys got Jack in the Box down there too, though, don't you?
There's like one where I used to live, but there are none around here.
Oh, that S is so good.
Isn't that more of like a West Coast thing?
Yeah,
and the South, because like one time I was driving through like South Carolina or something, and it was like,
I would kill for that.
Dude,
I've never had
sourdough like bacon cheeseburgers. Like anytime you just slather a burger with mayonnaise, like you're on the right track.
Yeah, oh definitely.
I need
cheese,
to go there.
Mayo, and a pound of beef is an unbeatable combination.
I've never had White Castle. So have you had White Castle, Will?
I mean, you can buy it frozen. I've had like on the train, which is probably like thawed out frozen stuff.
Had White Castle, but I don't know if you guys have ever had Crystal. Have you guys ever heard of that?
No.
I've
done
like
Crystal.
That.
I've never eaten it.
Have you really?
No.
That's
no,
messed
it's
up.
Like White Castle. Except they also have tiny, like, chili cheese hot dogs and, like, tiny chicken sandwiches. It's amazing! But I think they only have it in,
so
like,
it's an entire midget-sized menu.
Yeah, it's all tiny stuff. It's so good. But I'm assuming it tastes exactly the same as White Castle. At least the burgers do.
I've also never eaten a Good Burger. I want to go there.
Wait, that's real?
No.
Whataburger from King of the Hill's real.
Some secret sauce.
Oh, Whataburger's real?
Yeah. I was reading some article about like the best fast food joints around.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's real.
Wait, what were you saying, Rachel, before King of the Hill perked my interest? God damn it. Whoever's calling, stop effing calling. Because we can hear the phone through my mic. Knock it off. Oh, and that damn phone call.
God
light.
Damn you for listening and participating.
Yeah. You know what? Piss off.
How dare you.
I feel like I'm getting interrogated in a damn Chinese prison. The light's flashing in my
eyes. That. I mean, it sounds like we're in that office or something. Because you hear like the phone in the distance, kind of.
Yeah.
It's like when you're speaking to someone in a cubicle and you hear that S in the background.
Oh, God.
Nobody wants to talk to you. That's why you're watching Public Access at 3 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon.
Oh, son of a B. I can't even turn down the volume.
Oh, well.
I feel like you're going to hear like a fax machine, a fax coming through in a minute.
PC love letter? The F is that?
Paper jam.
Oh, jeez.
So, we had a story here at one point.
Before we went on a fat-ass tangent of, like,
whatever,
our favorite
man.
Fast food.
You gotta follow your lust, and we'll get back.
Yeah.
We'll get back to the burgers. But,
Five Guys?
So, Danny.
Yes.
Danny was just real full of himself in so many ways. That's,
jeez.
Stop calling, you asshat.
Can you tell who it is from the call ID? Is it, like, one of your friends, or? It just shows Rachel's number.
It just shows Rachel. Son of a bitch. I know it's Carly. Cut it out, you dink.
Who's Carly?
Oh, friend of ours. Good friend.
Okay.
All right. Thanks. So, Danny, you can kind of like see him start to then sweat during the next segment.
As all DJs do.
All DJs.
All this talking's making me tired.
Hungry, tired, sweaty.
This lip flapping's a good workout.
Think I'll work on some more and eat some more.
4 hours of cardio a day. Just talk, talk, talk.
Oh, man. No, so Danny, like, I can tell he's, you know, under duress, if you will, and the next break rolls around, and he turns to the producer, and he's like, how long have I got? Producer's like, 4 minutes. What, you know, you got to do your thing? Danny's like, hell yeah. Sprints upstairs, because the bathroom, there's one pretty close by you can dookie in.
I was going to say, I mean, like, shouldn't there be one literally across the hall, if not in the same room?
Yeah, it's not upstairs. There's one.
They just have the Jorn Vandersloot prison toilet. Like a hole in the floor.
A little green wooden box.
To squat over.
What's the name of that prison again?
Oh, something Spanish.
Like Penitencio Grande. Some crap. So he sprints out, and maybe with 90 seconds left, comes back in. And I loved it, because I guess this has happened before. The producer's instantly like, did you get it all?
Jesus.
And Danny just shakes his head. He's like, no, nah, man.
What?
He's like,
I couldn't get the troublemaker.
Like, I'm just picturing someone squeezing out a tube of toothpaste and not able to get the last bit.
You don't have enough fiber in your diet when you, like, have to do it in installments.
Like,
yeah, how do you only do it, like, a third of the way? That's really scary.
That only happens to me when I, like, ignore eating fruits and veggies for a few days because I eat a lot of protein. So it's just been, like, meat and cheese and milk for, like, three days.
Oh, I'll still do that. It's just one solid, like, painful brick, though. It looks like a fossilized caveman crack.
Yeah, it'll hurt, but I don't get, like...
Like a trilobite fell out my
ass. I mean,
ass.
Unless you're constipated, I've never had it be like, okay, no, I take that back. Sometimes, all right, you think you got it all, and then, like...
Oh, and you're ready to party 10 minutes
the
later?
The second coming, like, Joan of Arc or Jesus or whoever you want to compare it to.
Joan of Arc?
I don't know. That's from a garbage song. I have no idea who the hell Joan of Arc is.
The only time it'll happen to me is I'll force myself to evacuate, to make it sound scientific.
Good way to get a hernia.
Yeah, before a shower, and then the water hits me, and that gets a little more out.
That's exactly what I used to
in
do.
In the shower.
Because there's nothing worse than, like, taking a shower and then having to take, like, a filthy dump.
Oh, and you're trying to wipe.
Yes!
Yeah, oh my God,
yeah,
that's the
like,
worst.
My butt, I always go back in the shower.
You have
yes,
to. You I have to. That. All you're
yes.
doing is smearing it all over your wet ass. And the toilet yes. seat, you get up, it looks like you pissed literally all over it.
Well, no, I make sure to, like, dry my ass before I ass.
Oh, no, like, I'm dying. Like, I'll sprint through the shower same way I brush my teeth, you know, like an ass hat and rip my
But it bothers me because it's like, all right, 95, 99% of my body's clean and now I have a dirty butthole for the rest of the
yes.
day.
Yeah.
Like,
like, I will make myself late just so, like, I can clean my ass.
Does this happen to you often, Rachel?
No.
No. Girls don't poop. That's gross.
That's a lie.
No, I'm mostly disagreeing with you to, you know.
In spirit.
I don't remotely know what you're talking about. No, I usually try to go before I get in the shower. But sometimes, like...
like you drive home from Crystal or whatever the hell you're talking about. And just throw one at the bowl.
No.
Hurl a fastball.
That's never happened anywhere where I've eaten. I mean, maybe, but I can't recall. I mean, it's not like a normal thing where I eat like a burger and then like 10 minutes later, I'm like, oh, I gotta go. Like,
to
know,
me, it happens like, with fruit. Like sometimes, like if you eat an apple or like have like a, like I make protein smoothies with like flaxseed and oatmeal and berries. Like you eat
Shut
that,
up, Jane Fonda, way to fag up the show a little.
And you like hear your stomach rumbling.
Do you get any like of the construction workers working in your house? Do you get their semen in that shake before you drink it? It was really funny because it took me 10 seconds to get out a 5 second joke. That was the best part of that. Yeah.
No, I mean I usually need some time for like digestion.
Yeah, I never got that, like, the Taco Bell jokes or whatever. I've never had that happen.
Only,
like,
only Ben's Chili Bowl for me.
I've never tried that. Is it good?
It's okay.
Yeah.
It'll clean you out.
Like, everything else in D.C. doesn't live up to the hype.
Yes.
Everything else in this godforsaken city.
The tail doesn't live up to the hype. The traffic. Oh, wait, the traffic more than exceeds the hype. Never mind. So, Dave, we got to a second break. Dave sprints out again.
Danny,
whatever. Probably happy I'm calling him Dave.
For anonymity.
Yeah, exactly. Danny.
Not because he doesn't respect you enough to learn your first name, let alone your last name.
So Danny Dave.
Well, let's call him D.
Yeah, so D has 4 minutes, comes back again with about a minute left. And
maybe he should take that extra minute so he doesn't have to go back a third time.
Like, why? Yeah, why does he just, like, physically reach in there and pull it out if it's become such an issue?
I've done that several times.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Who are you, Ron Kovics?
I mean, I use toilet paper.
Are you okay? Okay, that's at least something. I pictured you just sliding one of your digits up there.
No, I try not to, although
now
sometimes toilet paper
me toothpick.
Rips.
Just digging it out. Okay.
No, because, like, I mean, John knows this. Rachel doesn't know. Like, I had to get hernia surgery last year.
Was it from straining at stool?
Probably. I don't know.
Oh. I thought you were lifting something. I thought you did it in the gym.
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't notice it until I was shaving my huevos. I don't know exactly what caused it.
You had a hernia on your private parts?
Well, that's what it is. It means your intestines poke out through your abs. It's like right above my D.
No way!
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I mean, yeah, there's different types, like...
Yeah, my dad had a hernia in his belly button.
Yeah, that's,
like, He thought he had an Audi for, like, 20 years, and he went to the doctor, and they were that's a hernia. How have you not had pain from that?
What's the one where your intestines hang out of your mule?
No, I mean, that's kind of like what I had. Inguinal, where it's like, you know, the V...
Maybe that's
like,
a tapeworm.
...of your
abs. Are you talking about anal prolapse?
Yeah, well, it's just intestine hanging out of the end of my cat.
Where your butthole like, no, goes inside out.
I call it a bonus inch. I call it stoppage time.
No, your dad's was, not to get all technical here. Okay. Damn it, I just had it.
Okay, doctor.
Umbilical.
Yeah.
Come
umbilical
on, WebMD.
Yeah. So that's like once your belly button popped out. I had inguinal, where it's like, you know, the V your stomach forms like as it gets to your crotch. The Ken lines, as some people refer to.
This sounds like the name of maids I would sleep with and then later report to INS so I'd never have to deal with them again.
That S ripped open.
Jeez.
So you just had like a hole in your stomach?
Four. Well, two, to be exact, like each side.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So you had hernias and then you're like, oh, I have a hernia. I'm going to pull some poop out of my butt? Like,
I got surgery, but then like... Anytime, like now, if I get constipated, you know, from like again, like just lifting and eating.
Why don't you just use a coat hanger, like the way I clear TP out of the toilet?
But yeah, I'm not gonna like push and push. Like I try not to push at all. So if it's not doing, like I will literally reach in there and pull out the stoppage.
Oh,
why don't you?
God.
Why don't you just like drink like some laxative tea or something?
I mean, because sometimes like the other not too long ago it happened while I was at mom's. And
like an enema or something.
I tried. I was probably like eating like bananas or apples. I mean, sometimes that doesn't work instantly. And it's like, I mean, I was in so much pain, like it had to come out, you know?
Oh, holy God. I abhor touching my butt in any capacity. Like,
it washes off. I don't mind touching ass if it's my own.
The memory doesn't.
Like, I mean, if I was like effing around with some chick and I got her ass on me, that'd be a completely different story.
Oh God. If that ever happened to me, you would be getting a call at 3 a.m. like, bring a chainsaw and trash bags. That bitch would be dead in the bed.
I've gotten blood like everywhere, but
any of that, I would be so freaked
out.
What
creeps me out less than?
Really? God, because I mean, like, the first time I did that, I don't even wear condoms either.
Jesus.
So, like, yeah.
We've been through this, yeah, so we're fully aware.
Yeah,
yeah, so if you, like, raw dog a chick while she's on the rag and, like, it's in the dark.
It looks like a hot Italian sausage.
No,
like, she pull out and scream, looks like red stuck it in,
like a catsup bottle or something. I mean, it looks like you just murdered someone with your D. Like, if you're playing a game of Clue, it'd be like, all right, in the bedroom, Professor Mustard or whatever, with the D. Colonel Mustard, I don't know what the hell the name was.
Oh, man. I would have just put on flight goggles and made World War I fighter noises the whole time. Like,
or if you got in your Red Wings.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Like you go
I would
to the
take
bathroom
it in a pilot direction.
To wash your face, and it just looks like you're one of the zombies and 28 days later.
Oh, my God.
So,
Resident
that
Evil.
Never happened to me.
Yeah, probably. Well, how could it happen to you?
Yeah, you've never munched a red carpet. Red carpet premiere.
No, going back to the original thing, like, period sex. I mean, I've never done that. So.
Really? So you'd actually warn a guy?
What?
You would warn a guy? I think I was probably warned, too.
I
think
I was
probably
you were,
disgusting enough to just go ahead.
If you weren't warned, that is subhuman.
Well, I think sometimes I haven't been warned before I, like, toss some chick salad and she probably like dropped a deuce earlier in the day because like
don't ever toss a chick don't toss
what?
Salad
what
because you can definitely like notice a distinct ripeness and yeah
was there corn on your tongue
afterwards? Oh god no thankfully but
okay hypothetically seriously. definitely have to.
I have done it one time.
Take, like, 8 showers before I ever let a guy.
I did it one time.
That would be the courteous thing.
And I felt like a guy who got back from his tour of duty in Nam. I was like, we're never going to talk about my time over there. Came back in one piece.
Was she hot?
Praise Jesus. Oh, she was fine as hell.
Did anyone I know?
No, it was a one-time thing.
Oh.
Well. It was one of my first internet paramours back when we were young. Like, she literally drove over in her mom's minivan.
He's like, eat my ass.
EMA. And, yeah, it was just 2 hours of rimming.
Oh,
yeah. RJH, the rim job hour.
You're going to find out why they call it the Aero Star in a minute.
What?
You could also go with a Windstar joke.
Or a Chocolate Star.
What, you didn't realize Ford, like, all their minivans were called the something star. There's the Windstar, the Aero Star.
The chocolate starfish and the hot dog flavored water. Which was briefly popular from 1999 to 2003.
Okay.
Then was mysteriously pulled off the market.
Will wins the contest for most obscure Limp Bizkit joke of the hour.
Oh, Lord.
Is that really obscure? That was like their hit album, wasn't it?
No, that was
$3 bill, y'all.
No, that was that was the first one. It was, God damn, what was the second one?
The
Nookie on it.
Oh, the
whatever.
Bad one.
Yeah.
That was, like, the one that broke them. And then, yeah, like, even though they're, like, a huge joke, that chocolate starfish still sold, like, 5 million or something.
Jeez.
Like, even though everyone's just ragging on them, it's still popular as hell.
Yeah. I went through a very brief, like, 2-day Limp Bizkit phase in, like, 8th grade. And then
really? Did you throw on a backwards red hat and flick your bean?
No, I never thought Fred Durst was attractive. I always thought he was... probably had a tiny D.
You think? Oh, sure he does.
Think? You think? Oh, yeah. That thing looks like a frightened turtle.
Have you seen it?
I'm sure. I'm just saying. I'm sure tweezers have to get into the mix to bang that dude.
I think he has a sex tape.
What?
No one cares about, like, men release sex tapes.
Yeah, god
no
damn.
Like, oh, I want to see his D.
The one I cared about, actually, not to gay things up a little bit.
Let's get gay.
How did you know?
Oh, Jesus.
Male
we played dandy balls
hey,
and lectures played
and
penis
butt.
What? Yeah!
Oh!
Yeah!
I know because I'm watching it on Univision and it flashed across the screen and it says
G-O-L. Holy crap! Yeah! Yeah!
Okay, is it sad that my natural reaction to hearing that song is to start pumping my fist like I'm on the freaking Jersey Shore?
Hell no! You need to, one hand belongs on your crotch and the other just fist pumping. That's what I do when I hear that.
So how the hell does this work now? Is it like single elimination at this point?
Single elimination.
Yeah.
Like a real sport?
Yeah.
Yes. I'm a real American. Woo!
Oh, yeah.
How did you not get America F yeah?
I don't know. I liked Real American more. It was a little...
not even like the real version, like, you know, the piano ballad version.
America. F
yeah. That part is so good.
Oh, man. All right.
Are you going to dress up in, like, an eagle costume and sing a song for us now?
Yes, it is a third grader's pageant.
You ever see that video on YouTube of, like, about loving America where it's just, like, the cheesiest special effects, like some guy standing on a cliff?
That proud to be an American was the other option for today, by the way.
But do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
It was just, like, the gayest, assiest effects of, like, I don't know, it's Eagles, right? And like, it's like the promo video in Eastbound and Down.
Yeah.
What the hell's his name? Kenny Powers. Where it's just like, flashes like 9/11. Like, America. All that.
Yes.
Except it was serious.
Oh, man. All right. We got
so,
one.
Back to Colin Farrell's D.
Oh, yeah. I'll finish that in 10 seconds. He was banging this hot sister playmate. Named
she
Nicole Nairn.
Yeah, she's on like one of those celebrity
wasn't
rehabs.
Was she on sex rehab?
Yeah, one of those, yeah.
Oh, daddy likey.
That was the one that I had no clue who she was.
I am down with that swirl. I like that. All right.
Yeah.
I like your I don't know why that got me.
I don't know.
All right, we got one subject and 5 minutes left to crush its ass.
Okay.
Rachel, you're going to guide us on this one because you sent me the URL and it disgusted me.
I didn't send you the URL. I just told you about it. Well, I have because I'm classy and cultured, I have a subscription to New York Magazine. And
loser.
I was flipping through it. You're a loser. And freaking Helen Mirren, her boobs were just hanging out at me. And I was like, holy crap.
Yeah, I saw that on some blog.
Did you actually see the pictures?
Yeah, but like, you know, like you have to click to see it uncensored.
Yeah,
I definitely didn't click.
Oh, I did.
Oh god.
And there's, you can see like half of her nipples like through water. Like it's not
disgusting.
Like,
no, okay. First of all, with enough makeup troughed on and like a tight dress holding those just loose bags of S. Now, you could squint. That's all I'm saying.
She is fine for freaking 65 years old. I'm like,
no, because like I was talking about that. I mean, we were talking about this before. I mean, there's hot chicks in their 50s. Suzanne Somers not 60, right?
Oh yeah, easily.
60?
Yeah, Suzanne Somers is really well, and Morgan Fairchild
is 60. I was thinking
Fairchild is like 50. Hold on, you make nice with Rachel for like 2 seconds.
All right. I mean, as far as I know, like the queen of them all would be Sophia Loren.
Yeah.
And maybe, how old's Raquel Welch?
No, Raquel Welch.
Like,
yeah, Raquel Welch.
She's mom's age, and she's hot as ass.
Yeah.
She's like 63.
She could have come in from a radio break, and I'd still go down on that A.
Yeah, so like, Raquel Welch, because everyone's always going on about, Helen Mirren, who I don't even know who the hell she is.
Suzanne Somers, dude, 64.
Yeah.
She was born the year after World War II.
Yeah, Suzanne Somers.
Damn.
Like, when you compare Helen Mirren.
That's a bitch that, like, was fully adult when JFK was shot.
Yeah, she's hot. Like, she's... Helen Mirren is not hot. Maybe compared to, like, an average 63-year-old or whatever the hell she is, mm-hmm. I guess.
Yeah, but she's not, like, completely, like, embalmed with Botox.
Yeah, like, she should be. I mean,
no,
Sophia Loren's probably never had plastic surgery.
Isn't she dead?
No.
She's, like, 70-something.
She's, like, Italian, and they're just... freaks of nature anyway. So
I don't know.
As far as aging and being hot when they get older, so I mean, I don't know.
Same with us Greeks.
I was trying to think, God, there was some fat, nasty Italians. Jesus, I'm trying to think of
Pavarotti.
Something. Yeah, there you go.
Fat Wop.
Brando.
Mario.
Wait, Mario the video game character?
Yeah. Okay, are you playing your Nintendo DS right now, you jerk?
No, I'm just saying.
Put down the Nintendo.
No, he's watching...
I'm watching the game.
His football. But
I'm watching the game. Hopefully the Americans aren't getting any kind of red card right now.
Well, okay, so I found her attractive, as I guess I can't comment, because I'm a girl.
I remember seeing her in some dresses, and I thought she was not bad. I was like, you know what? Why the hell not? I've eaten at worse restaurants.
Really?
And then you really, oh, God, and that bathtub, man, it looks like water is the only thing holding those two things up. I mean, that is some wrinkled cleavage.
You can't blame it on soaking in the tub, either.
It looked like Betty White's twat. I mean, that was bad.
Yeah, so I don't get the big deal about her.
I was real pissed, too, because Rachel over here, like, really worked me
I
up about it.
I talked it up. Yeah.
Yeah,
you like, were real excited about it.
Oh, yeah. I was at work
yesterday. About how disgusting it is?
No, she was, like, saying, you'd really want to slam this. And I'm like, I do like me a nip, you know?
No.
I like a big old T, but, yeah, they...
No, that's just straight up grandma coos.
Like, I...
Yeah, you're just temps for the older women.
We talked, I would say, like, 90 minutes yesterday doing a lot of show prep and crap, and I tore out of XM.
Oh, it wasn't all show prep done.
Yes, that's true. We also cybered. We had cyber. And then this morning, I'm like, oh, yeah, she mentioned that old bitch. And I look it up, and I had to call, like, immediately and just chew her out. Like, why'd you do that? There was nothing good here.
Yeah. That was
disgusting. After you finished masturbating, you called and chewed me out.
Exactly. I was like, this is not the best breakfast I have ever had.
Oh, Lord.
It wasn't that bad. Shut up. I think she's hot as hell. I hope I look half that hot when I'm 65.
Well, yeah, for most chicks, yeah, I'm sure, but not celebrity.
Oh, sorry. I looked up America F you had to go out with, and then I'm like, wait a minute. We can't bleep that on the fly. All right, guys, it is 4:55.
Half past the monkey's ass.
Quarter to his balls. We're here next week. Yeah. Rachel, I want to thank you for coming in. Hold on, let me get the damn outro bed going.
Thank you for allowing me to be on your show this week, sir.
Ooh.
That is the proper amount of deference. I liked that.
I'm going to kill you.
All right. Rachel, thanks.
Bye.
Wait, we're not done yet. God damn. Can we make this outro sound a little more half-assed? Rachel, thank you for joining me. Will?
Thank you for having me.
Will, salahoo sabadoo.
Salahoo!
Yahoo! You can listen every week, again, live, www.fcac.org/WEBR. The show's website, inpapasbasement.com. Tweet us at Papa's Basement. Facebook, look us up, Papa's Basement. And name of the show is, guess what, Will?
Papa's Basement?
You are a winner. All right, folks, we're out.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about, nothing to critique. Great show, great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb.